Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This current winter season seems more like a wet season to me than a cold one. By my informal count, which I have to add one to today, we've had now four mainly sunny days this past month. I'm not sure if I'm correct. That's an informal count. The rest of the days, though, I'm pretty sure have been marked by cloud, by mist, fog, snow, and rain, varying from light intensity to heavy downpours. Now, you might think that I'm missing the cold of the Kootenai region or of the prairies. Well, no, not really. Not really. What I really miss, though, at this time of year is daylight and sunshine. But I have a plan. When possible, I pay attention to those sunny breaks. Make the most of them. Whenever I can. New Year's Day was a good example. That was a beautiful and sunny day through the morning and into the afternoon. Heather and I took our bikes and we went for a great ride together. Other times the sunny breaks are much shorter. I don't always take advantage of them. When I can, I try to get outside and turn my face toward the sun and just allow it to take myself to take in that warm caress of the sunshine. It gives me a real emotional boost. You can feel the rays on your face. I feel like a battery recharging. After he was baptized by John and put to the test by the devil, Jesus left Judea and returned to Galilee in the north. He did not return to live in his hometown of Nazareth, but rather he settled in Capernaum, a city on the coast of the Sea of Galilee, located along an ancient travel route known as the Way of the Sea. It connected Syria and Mesopotamia in the east with Egypt and Greece in the west through two seaports. Really, when we think about it, it was an ideal spot for Jesus to headquarter his ministry. There were people coming and going all the time. And though Jesus worked mainly among Jewish people, news of his ministry was carried by travelers back and forth along the Way of the Sea. So Jesus, Matthew tells us, attracted people from Syria, Galilee, Samaria, Judea, as well as regions on the east side of the Jordan River Valley. Matthew identified this great influence of Jesus' words and deeds in the region as the fulfillment of the promise proclaimed by Isaiah and recorded in his 9th chapter. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. The people of God, descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, lived in darkness, created not by clouds or fewer hours of daylight, but by pride, greed, and selfishness. Then came Jesus as a great light, preaching the good news of heaven's kingdom and demonstrating its liberating power by healing the sick, cleansing lepers, restoring sight to the blind, exorcising demons, and forgiving sins. His message was simple. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent does not mean clean up your act, get yourself together, or stick to your New Year's resolutions. Repentance is not self-improvement. the great lie that has bound humanity since forbidden fruit filled the mouths of Adam and Eve sounds like this. I'm okay. I can manage. I'm fine. I'm good. I've got things under control. You know what that is? That's you and me stumbling around in the dark, still leaning on our own understanding, still struggling to sew for ourselves better garments made from fig leaves, still thinking that we can build a better tower to heaven ourselves. When Jesus calls us to repent, he means for us to turn away from the darkness of self-sufficiency, self-will, and self-reliance. He wants us to turn from ourselves to see the light that he brings us. Repentance is us responding to Jesus honestly by admitting that we cannot help, heal, and save ourselves. We try to build lives for ourselves in which we reign as kings and queens, but all that we have to show for our efforts are broken families, lonely hearts, diseased bodies and defiled souls, empty accomplishments, guilt and anxiety, shame and fear. So Jesus says to us, repent. Repent that we may turn from our darkness to receive his light. When we turn, we see Jesus. And we hear him say, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. God's kingdom is not a place we can locate on a map. It is true, though hidden, life. It is creation uncorrupted by sin and death. It is reality unobscured by darkness. God is the king of this, his creation, and of us, his creatures. It is he who made us, the psalmist declares. And we are his. Or another translation goes like this. It says, it is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Psalm 100, verse 3. The kingdom of heaven, you see, is not pie in the sky and the sweet by and by. It is near. It is at hand. It is shining as light piercing through the darkness in our lives. In the person of Jesus, God demonstrated his majestic reign. Evil spirits fled from him. Winds and waves, whose rage dismayed the most seasoned of Jesus' seafaring disciples, just bowed at his command for calm. Pharisees and Sadducees, proud, cunning, and powerful men who loved their religious kingdoms, attacked and opposed Jesus to no effect until the time came for him to allow himself to be arrested by them. Because he had come to open the kingdom of heaven to us all. Jesus mounted his throne, that cross. He did it to fulfill the word of his Father and to crush the usurping head of the serpent for us. Crucified for the sins of the world, Jesus completely satisfied the righteous requirements of his Father. Sin is forever and fully punished in Jesus' dying flesh and blood. Raised from the dead and ascended to heaven, Jesus reigns over all of his enemies, sin, death, and Satan. When, not if, but when he returns, he will permanently banish this evil trinity from his good creation and he will make all things new. And until then, our King calls to us, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Baptized into Christ's death and resurrection, we respond to his call by turning from ourselves to him. Day by day, we confess our foolish pride, our misplaced confidence, and our narcissistic desires. With Jesus, we die to the reign of me, myself, and I. Raised with Jesus, we offer ourselves, body and soul, to the service of our blessed Redeemer. In faith, we call upon God to help us, to heal us, to save us. Our darkness, he enlightens. Our guilt, he forgives. Our shame, he cleanses. Our weakness, he turns to strength. Our hope, he will fulfill. Christ's kingdom is at hand, revealed and given to each one of us through the preaching and teaching of his word. We receive it by faith, and we pray, and we look forward to the great epiphany when the kingdom of heaven will be fully revealed, and the kingdoms of this world will all bow forever before him. Then the kingdom of heaven will be unveiled. We'll see it. We'll know it as true life hidden no more, as creation made new, and as reality forever glorified and darkness forgotten, as we walk together in the light of our King forever. My little plan for winter really does help me anyway. Making the most of sunny breaks gives me needed respite from winter's long periods of darkness. It also renews me with gifts of seasonal hope and patience. Because after all, we know from our own experience that winter has limits. It may some years push those limits a little further than others, but winter will give way finally to spring and to summer, to light and to heat and to color and to beautiful, beautiful blossoming scents, to life. Jesus' message works in you and me in a similar way. Christ's light breaks in upon us and pierces the darkness that enshrouds us. His voice turns our heads. We look up from the darkness and we see his light shining from the cross. It assures us that the reign of sin and death is drawing to a close. In the light of Jesus' words and in his sacramental acts, we see that the kingdom of heaven is here and it's coming to stay. And so with the church of old, we pray, Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.